Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Tseng of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joining us in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Thus far in 2017, beef exports are on fire. Phil Tseng is the president, chief executive officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
Yeah, we're doing very well this year. We're up about 12% as far as our volume and about 16% as far as our value internationally. So the first 5 months of this year, we performed very well in our traditional markets, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Mexico, Canada. Those five markets, which constitute roughly 75% of our export markets, they're all performing very well. So knock on wood, everything's going very well for the beef industry. And that constitutes about $270 a head for a fed steer. So it's pretty significant what the export dividend is today for the beef producer.
You know, you mentioned the fact those leading export markets, those leading countries are so important. And I know that Asian rim has been really, really hot. The Japanese and the South Korean market, just almost astounding.
Well, those economies are performing. I mean, they're not performing as much as they would like to, of course, but they are performing. And the food sector is very vibrant. Most of those countries, if you look at those three countries in Asia, their base for production is actually declining to some degree. Their populations are getting older, their farming populations, and they're becoming more eclectic in what they buy. So we're adding more higher valued products. We're doing more branded type products into these markets. The markets are changing. We're seeing a huge change as far as e-commerce, which means that we have to package our product even better because it's delivered individually to households and these types of things. So we're looking at it. Strengthening and reinforcing in the packaging. When we really take a look at this, all the projections are north, they're going up. So we're very excited about the prospects. I think, you know, the only thing that we really, really worry about, especially when it comes to Japan, is the fact that, you know, leaving the TPP, it's hard to say what that total impact will be. But we do know that, you know, Australia has a 27.5% duty right now, and we're at 38.5%. That's going to go down to 19%. And unless we engage the Japanese, which I would hope we would find some way to get back into TPP, the Japanese want us back in TPP, we would immediately go to 27.5%, and then the duty would go all the way down to 9%. So this is significant because that's traditionally been our most reliable, dependable market, and we just can't allow the competition to have that kind of a duty advantage in that market.
Shifting gears, we talk with Phil Tseng about the South Korea market. It's on fire as well.
You know, South Korea has been an excellent example of what we can do, and we have industry resources as well as government resources all marshaled together for a common objective. And as you know, we had some very arduous problems in Korea with about 100,000 people on the streets for 100 days back at the time of the chorus when it was being initialed. And as a result of BSC, and we've turned that around. And right now, we're the largest supplier of beef to Korea. Our chilled beef is in on the ascent, and it's number one as far as market share. And so the duty as a result of the U.S. Chorus agreement, the Korea-U.S. trade agreement, our duty went from 40%. It's now at 24%, and it's going to go to zero in 2026. So there's this gradual decline, which allows their agriculture to adjust to this. And of course, Korea is a major corn export market, a major feed market, you know, as far as the United States is concerned. So there's this gradual shift. But right now, Korea is performing extremely well for us. It has for the last 3 or 4 years. We've just completely taken over as far as the Costco, that we're 100% Costco's 100% U.S. beef. And they're the largest largest retailer in Korea as far as moving product. E-Mart, which is number two, we've done very well with them. We're continuing to do well, and they're one of the leaders on e-commerce in Korea. So we're looking at all forms of distribution. As we know today, when it comes to marketing, it's not just the product, but it's also the cart. How do you deliver the product? And so we're looking at all these options, and actually there's so much that's going on. It's very exciting as we look to the future.
Phil Tseng of the USMEF. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.